We had to find out how many of those 12 can get off.
Secretary McNamara.
Yes, hello?
Bob McNamara, Mr. President.
Yes, Bob.
In July, at the time you came over here and presented the awards for cost reduction, we prepared a booklet and sent it out to about 15,000 people all over the country with a little note on it from you that said you had instructed the Defense Department to achieve a dollar's of value for every dollar cost this way we're doing it. So, and it proved quite effective in getting the message across. Now, when we're getting close to this problem on base closings, we'd like to send out a booklet again to 15,000 people that show how communities benefit when we take bases that have been devoted to defense, aren't on the tax rolls, turn them to productive use in the communities, and put a little slip on it from you that says you've instructed us to eliminate obsolete facilities, but you also instructed us when we do so to take account of the community interest and the interest and equities associated with the employees, and this is the way we're doing it. And I'd like to send over this afternoon to Bill Moyer and have him show you both the booklet and the little buck slip we would like to suggest that you send out to accompany the booklet.
That's good. Send it to Jack Valenti and he'll get it right in to me now. Number one. Number two, you have him send back to you for your own confidential reading the first time you have a chance before you leave the office today if you can, if not tonight, if not early in the morning. X out what you think is junk. Add to it anything you can that you think is constructive, a task force report on cost reduction. Have you seen it?
I haven't.
Well, I think you ought to, because you're setting a pace for the rest of the government. It recommends that they put them in each department immediately, and it's rather complimentary of what you've done, and I don't want to create some jealousies about you being a fair-haired boy, but I think you just take it quietly and add to it what you would do if you were president. I think you could put it in better shape for me than it is now, and at least I'd get your reaction to it. I just glanced at it last night, but it looks like to me it has some potential in salesmanship that we could talk this stuff while we're developing a great society.
Sure.
Okay.
Very good, sir. I'll do it.
And I like this idea, so get it over, Jack.
Thank you very much.